Welcome to In the Loop Podcast, a podcast that is inspired by the Western culture and the rodeo industry. I am your host, Jordan Joe Hullabaugh, professional rodeo athlete, business owner, married to my best friend, full-time cowgirl, and I am blessed to get to do what I love to do each and every day. My goal is to promote this industry and specifically the sport of breakaway roping. On In the Loop Podcast, we are bringing you behind-the-scenes stories of what real life looks like every day, from cowgirls, cowboys, industry producers, leaders, trailblazers, you name it, we talk about it. We are sharing stories of this Western culture and the lifestyle that they live daily. Join me as we share these stories of the amazing triumphs, trials, and victories, defining moments that we all have along this journey of the amazing way of life that we live. You are officially in the loop. Let's get to it. Okay, guys, so today I am here with a special guest and something that I think has always been near and dear to my heart, but it especially was in my past job employment, I would say. I am here with Miss Heidi Foy, who, to quote unquote, is a, she's named herself as a creator of opportunities, but she's also a mom, a full-time realtor, and oh yeah, by the way, she started this thing called the Bullfrog Creatives, which is a college rodeo community of recruiting. And I just want to say, Heidi, thank you so much and for coming to the show today.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. I've listened to most of your podcasts, but I love, kind of keeps me in the loop, as it were, keeps me kind of in the know of what's going on as I'm not on the rodeo trail anymore. So I appreciate you having me.
Well, I appreciate it. And we love to keep people in the loop here on In the Loop Podcast, pun not intended. But let's dive into what you've got going on today. And I want to share a little bit of my history. For those of you who don't know, I was the assistant women's college rodeo coach for West Texas A&M University for, I think, 8 years, maybe 10. I don't know. It was a long time. I was there for a long time. I went to West Texas A&M and got my undergraduate in marketing, and I graduated with my MBA in business administration. And I was just all in on the university, on school, on education, and college rodeo. And so Raymond Hullabaugh, who's now my husband, had just came on board and was the coach. And he asked me if I would be the assistant, and I didn't take a second glance, and I was like, yeah, I'm all in. And so I have been in the college rodeo realm, you would say, for almost a decade, and not just as a competitor, but as a coach as well. And I've seen all the ups and downs, the ins and outs of it. One of the things I love about your program is you know, as a student, when you come into college rodeo, you're in high school and you're like, you're excited about going to college, you're applying, but you really don't, there's not a great process from high school to college. There's not a recruiting tool out there. There wasn't until you came along. So tell us a little bit about what you've got going on, and you started right at your kitchen table.
I did. So the recruitment platform really was, it kind of stemmed from when everything was shut down in 2020. And it came, like the need came from more of the idea of me just wanting to help coaches. I think it was Jimmy Nicholas, who's at Mitchell Tech, made a comment on Facebook, like, I need to have just an infomercial about my college. How am I going to get information out? And I was like, I just kind of thought, you know what? Let's live stream it. I mean, I had been doing Zoom calls for my real estate business, trying to stay in touch with my broker and get all of that going and keep it going. And so it wasn't really out of the loop for me to think that I could cross that over and just live stream on Facebook. And so that's where it started, was just trying to get information from coaches to students. You know, there's no rodeos, nobody's attending rodeos, and there's no state finals, there's no high school finals, there's no college finals. And so it was really just about kind of providing a solution in that moment, that just for coaches to share information about their program. And you're right, it did start at my kitchen table. I try not to go back and watch some of those early videos because it kind of makes me cringe a little bit. But at the same time, it's good because I can go back and see, like, this is where it started. This is why it started. This is kind of where it came from. But just answering questions about these programs, you know, where am I going to live? What am I going to do? What's it look like? What does practice look like? And from those conversations, I started getting parents reaching out to me like, hey, can you get this coach on? Because my kid would be interested in going here. And I started getting kids reaching out to me. Even 2021 rolled around and everything was back going again. I had parents calling and, you know, my daughter does this event and she kind of wants to stay in this region. Who should we reach out to? And then, so I would just give me your contact info. I'll pass, like I kind of became a conduit for students passing information to coaches. And I kept going down that route with this idea of, man, somebody needs to create a recruiting platform. And for many years it was somebody needs to do this. And then I finally took the hint and was like, I need to do this. Oh my gosh, what have I been waiting for? And so those conversations then bloomed into this community, which is the best way for me to kind of describe it. It's just a college rodeo recruitment community. Yeah. So we have coaches in there. We have parents of freshmen that aren't really sure which direction they're going to go. We have some students in there that are juniors and seniors that probably also aren't really sure which direction they're going to go, but it just provides them a little bit more of a succinct path to take where there has been nothing before.
Well, and as I sit here and listen to you, you know, we coached at a four-year university. And so for us, we had a lot of students coming and looking at our university. We had some great programs there from the agricultural program to the business program. I mean, it was an A&M system. So we had all the things there. So we got a lot of traction. But as far as recruitment goes for my husband and I, a lot of that came from what we saw at the college rodeos. You know, there's not a whole lot of scholarship opportunities for freshmen at universities. And so we more so recruited more, sophomores, juniors, seniors, upperclassmen, you might say, at the college rodeos from what we saw. And we were in the Southwest region, which is one of the biggest college regions there is. But, you know, just being able to rodeo myself, my husband had rodeoed his whole life. We'd traveled around and gone to different events for ourselves, professionally, amateur rodeos, all those things. And so we were pretty active in the industry to see a lot of the kids that were roping, coming up, and all the things. But still, needless to say, we didn't have a whole lot of opportunity to go to the high school finals and stay there all week, to go to Shawnee and stay there all week. And I really, honestly, I don't think as a competitor, that's really fair to judge it off of anyway, because that's just one event. So we didn't get to see, you know, if kudos to those who have great success at that one event, but then also not always does the best competitors and athletes have the best success at those events. So you really don't see their true colors. So we would get a lot of that in a university. You know, I know there were several programs in our region that did a lot of recruiting, went to a lot of events, but that was, you know, are they just going to Texas? Are they going to Oklahoma? Like, what are your recruitment funds? So I love what you've done here because it is bringing all of that into one place virtually, no matter what. You know, we just did a podcast a little earlier with Sydney and Randy Brocker, who are originally from Pendleton, Oregon. She came all the way down to Pendleton and was able to look at the university and decided to go there. So it's like, how many kids can you actually reach now and give them the opportunity? And I'm speaking from the Southwest region perspective, but the Southern region, they're Arizona, California, New Mexico, Oklahoma, I mean, Kansas, they're all over the place. And so you're really opening that door for students essentially and coaches to have that form of communication, to put themselves out there on this platform and really find a school that suits them.
Yeah, I mean, so you brought up a lot of really good points. The first one that I really enjoy talking about is the number of students that make it to the high school finals. There's a lot of kids that make it to the high school finals. There's a lot of kids that go to Shawnee. There's an even greater amount of students that don't qualify for the high school finals and don't have an opportunity to go to Shawnee that still could make amazing collegiate athletes. And I think that those are really the kids, you know, those kids that don't peak in their event in high school. And maybe they, you know, for whatever reason, they just haven't been as successful at the high school level. But once they get to college, could take off. And I say that, like, that's my focus, because that's the student that I was. I barely made it to the high school finals. I tied for fourth place in the barrels. And I was plumb content with that because I had worked so hard with this horse. But I didn't really peak, not in the breakaway roping and not in the goat tying, and not even in the barrels until I got to the collegiate level. And if you're only recruiting, you know, as a coach, if you're only able to recruit from those two events, you really could be missing some great athletes.
Yeah.
And I think that's the connection. That's kind of the connection in this community, because, you know, it provides an opportunity for someone that maybe is in Pendleton that doesn't know what colleges have programs or doesn't know what could be an option for them. They can come in. We have I have a map, kind of a, I would say, interactive map that you can see all the regions. You can see what colleges are in those regions, and you can kind of click around and see who is where you would have to go. If you want a college rodeo at West Texas, this is what it looks like. This is where you're going to be attending rodeos. But it kind of opens your world up a little bit to realize that those opportunities are for you too. And just kind of starting that conversation. And that's at the very basic. You know, I spoke with Katie Hollingsworth this morning in the community about the overwhelm of the recruitment process. And it's so easy to, you know, I don't know where I'm going to live. I don't know where I'm going to board my horses. Okay, let's back up a little bit and let's talk about what we need to talk about first. Do you want a college rodeo? Well, I don't know. What does college rodeo look like? Okay, well, let's attend a college rodeo. You know, it's just about having some conversations first so that we can better prepare our parents and our student athletes to make those decisions once it is time to make the decision. And I think that the community prep, we don't provide a step-by-step guide by any means, but we provide information about here's some things to think about. Here's some questions to ask yourself, maybe some questions to ask your student if you're the parent that's in there, questions to ask your student to kind of prompt them to start thinking about their future a little bit. And then here's all the things that you can look at to help, you know, to help you make that decision. What college is going to be a best fit? Because you and I both know at this stage that it's not just who gives you the most money, although that is a determining factor. It's not just who gives you the most money. It's not who won the national title last year. It's really going to be more about where you're going to fit the best, you know?
Well, and that's one thing my husband always used to say, as we'd get these recruits in and we'd sit, be there talking to them, which I love that you touched on this. The parents have more questions than the kids, I feel like, beforehand.
Always.
Then the kids get in there and then they have a lot of questions. But something my husband always told these kids, and a couple things I'll share, is one, this decision is where you're going to live for the next 2 to 4 years of your life. This community is where you're going to be. This university, you know, and it really is. You don't think about that going into it. You're just like, oh, I'm going to go to school here. No, you're going to live here for 2 years. This is where you're going to be traveling from. This is where you're going to be shopping at, eating at, staying. I mean, this is your life for the next 2 to 4 years. And so that made a big decision. The other thing he would always tell them is talk to the kids at the university, at the program. You know, one of the things that we offered at WT was we had a really big practice arena and we had an amazing support system there. And so the community allowed us to, we practiced all day long. We roped from 1 to 7 every day. Like, I don't know how many calves I roped and or turned out in that arena. Like, I felt like I had an inscription next to the chute where I popped the latch nonstop. But, you know, we tell them, ask the kids, they'll tell you what they like about the program, what they don't like about the program, right? Everybody has their own pitch as a coach. Oh, this is what we do, and this is so on and so forth. But ask the kids, and they'll tell you the truth. So those are a couple things. But what I loved that you touched on is, before you get into it, it's such a life change for the student, because first and foremost, you're out there, and it's all on you now, kid. You know, we're not feeding for you. We're not helping you enter. We're not getting you to the rodeo. We're not paying for your fee. Like, you're all in. And that's such a huge transition for the time management for students, just the task load management for certain. You know, you have a full range of choices, whether you want to go to class or whether you don't, whether you want to go to practice or whether you don't. If you want to stay in bed all day, you can. You know, So it's such a big transition there when you transfer. But then also for these parents, what do you expect at these college rodeos? What does the program look like? How much is it going to cost? Yeah, tuition is a certain thing, but then it's like, what are the fees for the rodeo? What is the fees for the I mean, there's so much in every program. And so I love how you guys are kind of bringing that together in this community, because I feel like, had I been a student and had this opportunity, I would have been more prepared to go and go to your site, bullfrogcreatives.com, and check out the universities I wanted to go to and possibly within the community ask some of these questions. You know, as a parent, I'm not a parent, but working with parents, you know, that would have been nice to say, hey, this is what you can expect when you go here, or this is what you can expect to look forward to. You know, there's just so many questions that go unanswered that I think that would give everybody a bigger sense of peace of mind knowing, hey, I've held this thing together for 18 years and the horses and the rig and all that, and I'm just going to send it off and hope it goes good. You know, I think what you guys are doing is awesome. Yeah.
So you mentioned a couple of things. I am a firm believer that kids of all ages, student athletes, there are lessons that they have to learn on their own. 100%. Like, some people learn from watching others. Some people have to make the mistakes themselves, and that's great. But, you know, one of the things that I've tried to provide within the community is this, it's a space called Outside the Arena. And so we talk about mental performance. Katie Hollingsworth from Crave Coaching and Consulting was on this morning. So we talked about the transition from high school to college. We've talked about the overwhelm and some tips to manage that overwhelming feeling. Doug Champion from Champion Living Fitness has talked about the physical strength that you need to compete at the collegiate level, which, let's be frank, most collegiate athletes at this stage are also competing at the professional level. So if you have that aspiration, maybe you need to step your game up physically as well. And so we talk about that. We talk about time management. I have a series coming up that I'm working with an Enneagram coach, and she's going to offer a 3-to-4-part series on social self-awareness and social awareness, and how understanding more about why you feel the way you feel and why you are the way you are, how that can help you communicate moving forward. And, you know, there's lots of stuff, that time management, mental health strategies to help keep you on the top of your mental game, you know, not just mental performance, but mental health. Like, there's a lot of things. When you get kicked out, I say kicked out, you're not being kicked out, but when you go out on your own, you're on your own.
You've got to make new friends.
How are you going to manage that? And so I say this a lot, but I know that a lot of us as parents are already telling our parents or our kids these things. Like, we're already telling them these things. We're already teaching them how to change the tire, how to winterize the living quarters horse trailer. But it's just a matter of, listen, I pay for someone to give my kid riding lessons because I know that my kid is going to pay attention to someone else way better than they're going to, and they're going to hear more of what is coming from someone else than they hear what's coming from me. That lady, God bless her, she says the same thing that I do, but my kids listen to her, and that is worth it. So I'll pay it. That's fine, because then I don't want to strangle my child. Yep. So it's all worth it. So I joke around about that, but if somebody else is saying the same thing that the parents have already been saying, then maybe they'll retain it this time. So the Outside the Arena section is one of my favorite spaces in the community, because we get to talk about other things, because we all know that everything that you do inside the arena obviously is part of your college rodeo career, but outside of the arena is really important as well. And so a lot of the things that you do outside of the arena are going to make you a better competitor inside of the arena. And so that's one of my favorite places. The other thing that you mentioned is the parents. I think we briefly talked about this, but there's a time and a place when the parents are going to lead the conversation. And there's a time and a very specific, there's a very specific time when the parents need to step back and let their kid take control. And so we talk a lot in the parent section. There's a Rodeo Moms and Dads group where you said parents can post questions. That's all right there. We also do a monthly kind of live stream with Tony Branquino, who was a coach, has a daughter that is currently in college rodeo, has already gone through that recruiting journey, and has one coming up right now here shortly. And so we talk every month about like what he's seeing and the differences in the kids. And, you know, one of the hardest things that he's talked about as a parent is not forcing them, like forcing your beliefs on them. I would do this. I really like this coach, especially given that I know so much about all the coaches. This coach has a great style. You need to go here. And I think as a parent, we get in this mindset where it's so easy. We've been telling you what to do for so long that it's hard to turn that off and let them kind of take the lead. And there's a time and a place. And we talk about that a lot to provide parent support. I joke because it's a support group for parents that are saying they're either super happy about their kids getting out of the house or they're not quite ready to see their baby go. And so we talk a lot about like, how can we support parents during this time as well?
Well, and I think that the biggest thing I'm hearing that you said is the support. You know, yes. I think that that is a key, whether it is a student or a parent, because it is a transition and it's not an easy one. It's something that's welcomed. You know, I remember my dad, bless his heart. I should just give him a hug every time I see him. I did not want to leave and go to college. I was so mad at my dad for making me. I was just going to stay home, go to the little junior college there, and, you know, just live out my days team roping for the rest of my life. And he was like, absolutely not. You're leaving. And I'm like, what? No, I don't want to, you know, and I hated him. And now I'm like, thank you, Tom. That was the best gift that you could have gave me. Because I had to get out there. I had to learn life and make friends. And that's one thing I love about rodeo is, you know, we get to meet all these people. There's not very many places we go that we don't know somebody, no matter what city, town, state we're in. But it's just different. It's a different season in life. And it's something that, you know, we all look forward to, and it's a little scary, but then at the end you're like, okay, I'm glad I did that. Mm-hmm. I want to circle back around when you were talking about your outside of the arena. I love that because one thing I've learned as a competitor myself, and then being a coach, is whatever is going on inside of the arena is a direct reflection to what is going on outside of the arena. And I think that more and more today, I know Doug Champion talks about this a lot, we're dear friends, that your mental performance, your mental strategies and all of those things are huge in everything that you do, and being intentional and giving that time and serving that place and stewarding your mind. It's a huge component. And so I love that you're offering that. And I think that, you know, if I could go back as a young college student, I would definitely invest more time and take advantage of that now. Whereas I feel like I'm doing that now in my career, but I'm like, man, I missed out on so much time. Yeah. I could have been doing this.
That could have been so much more useful then.
Yes, most certainly.
I get it. And, you know, one of the things too is I think back on how many books I could have read during that time, like, because I had so much downtime. I didn't know how great it was at that time. But, you know, I think just pointing some things out, you know, I joke around and say that I would like to call it the life skills space, but I don't think anybody would go there because it's like, that doesn't sound as fun as outside the arena. And so, but there's just really some things. And, you know, back to your point when you said, you know, it's something that you have to do. Everybody, you know, you move on, you grow up. Like, this is part of that. But I think one of the things that I hear a lot, this is how we've always done it. And just because this is how we've always done it, just because we've always just learned as we go, and just because we've always, you know, just went to the colleges that we knew because we knew somebody that worked there, or we recruited from these two events because this is what we've always done, you know, that doesn't mean that's how we have to do it. And I would also agree that the support and building the relationships was always the vision of Bullfrog Creatives. And I'll tell you, it's also the vision of and the mission for my real estate business. My husband and I are both in real estate, and it's about building relationships with people, not about, you know, the scholarship money or who's coming on, you know, who's coming on next. It's really about the relationships. And the whole thing started because of relationships that I had built through my college rodeo life. And that was, as a contestant, you know, the CNFR has been in Casper. This is 25 years now. And that's how long I've been involved with the college finals and college rodeo. Because either as a contestant, as a volunteer, as a committee member, as contract personnel, and it was those relationships with those coaches that I built during that time that really led me to this platform. And I heard you, and I think it was Callie Griffin, talking about the importance of the relationships that you build. Mm-hmm. And I texted her immediately, and I was like, we need to talk. This, you're speaking my language. Like, these are the relationships that are going to last you for the rest of your life. And it is, you can take this good or bad. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And it can be good or bad, but let's be frank, if it's who you know, then let's start working on building those relationships now. And that's why the community is set the way it is. It's not a mini course, because I didn't want one-way education. I didn't want you sitting at your computer watching some videos of me interviewing coaches. Like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to be the center of attention. I want you guys to build relationships with coaches, and I want coaches to build relationships with parents, so that parents feel comfortable shipping their babies off, and that students know that they're going to the right place, because they've already had conversations. You know, those coaches have already watched these students interact, or they've already reached out and direct messaged them, or students ask questions and coaches have answered those questions. And there's been that conversation and that opportunity to build the relationship. And that was always the goal, is creating opportunities to build relationships. And I think that's why I chose the platform that I did, and not just a quick course that you take. There's so much more to it than that.
Yeah. Well, and it is, like, we're just basically touching the tip of the iceberg today. Yeah. I want to say, you know, Callie Griffin is one of my dear friends. She has been a huge blessing to my life, but she is one of the most passionate college rodeo coaches that I think I've ever met. And I just applaud her, because she has sacrificed so much for her students. And she continues, like, she's not just sacrificing for these students for this year. She's looking down the road for the next 5 years, for those students that are coming in 5 years and 10 years. And just to have coaches like that, that are in this industry, I'm thankful, because I know that if you have kids that you're listening that are 10, 12, 13 years old, they have a future in rodeo and the sport of college rodeo. And it's people like Callie Griffin who have done that. So she's going to get embarrassed that I said that, but love you, Callie.
She will.
But it's true.
Something you guys mentioned, I think it was the idols one, where she had her students ask questions to the idols. Like, that's mind-blowing to me, because I have had the opportunity to sit down with some national champions that were alumni of the NIRA, and being able to, I mean, it was like fangirl moment for me to sit down with some of these people and have these conversations with them. And like, it's just, it's understanding that we all come from the same, very similar backgrounds. Like, you know, we were raised around rodeo, or we were raised in agriculture or farming and ranching, whatever that looks like, but they're all so intertwined. And when we start having those types of conversations, it lets those 10, 12 year old girls and boys know that that national championship is within their reach. Mm-hmm. So much more than just your parents saying, you can do anything. You know, I'm that kid. I'm that mom telling my kid, you can do anything. But if I can open a door to allow her to have a conversation with somebody that she sees doing anything, then she can realize, like, man, they put their pants on one leg at a time. Or if they're really acrobatic, maybe they don't, but you know what I mean. So like, they're human, and they put the work in, and this is what happens when you put the work in. And I think that making those connections and building those relationships now is really what kind of opens more doors and opportunities for people later.
I love it. I love building the relationships and making the connections. That's what rodeo is all about. So, okay, Heidi, we've hashed it out a little bit. Tell me, okay, if I'm a student, or if I'm a parent, how do I get involved in your program? What does it cost? What do I get out of it?
So there's two different levels that you guys can come in at. There's subscriber levels. So you can come in at the very basic level that gets you access to the searchable directory, gets you access to kind of the parent group and the parent speak. And that is $9.99 a month, or $100 for the year. You know, we've tried to keep it super affordable for a reason, because college is expensive. You don't really need any more. Well, listen, rodeo is expensive and college is expensive. So we don't want to add to the burden. That was never the goal. So we tried to make it super easy to come on, kind of entry level. If you want to come in at that level and kind of check it out a little bit, that's perfect. The next level, I like to say that the community or the directory was kind of a happy accident, because that was never really one of my goals. But it works. It works wonderful. The next level is kind of where the meat and potatoes are of the community. That's where you're going to see the College Rodeo 101 interviews. There's a scholarship corner, which is amazing. I was able to kind of dip into some other resources, and I post a new scholarship every day. There's so much money out there. That's a whole conversation on its own. So there's a scholarship corner. There's a outside the arena. That's where that section is. There is alumni interviews, which we've not done a whole lot of. We'll probably see more of that in the summer if I can catch up with some alumni. And then there's some discount codes. As we continue to grow, we'll make some partnerships with some other vendors, potentially some advertisers that will then be able to offer our subscribers some discount codes. And then one of my most favorite parts for coaches is in that VIP recruitment section is a coaches only corner. And there is a iron sharpens iron section in there, which I also talked to Callie about. Excuse me. I'm super excited about the iron sharpens iron. This is something that I feel like there's a lot of really great coaches in college rodeo, and knowing how much they have an impact on our young students and how much they can either grow them or stunt their growth. This section is pretty important to me. I've been working with some other coaches to make sure that we're providing resources around topics that are going to benefit the coaches, but we're going to see that section really grow in the next year.
Well, and I'm sitting here, it's not a, you know, I understand that you're making it affordable, and I appreciate that, because there's so many things as a high school or as a senior, you know, you're applying for colleges, which costs money. A lot of people don't know that. They make you pay to apply. Then you're having to buy your books. Then you're having, I mean, there's so many cost expenses, but as a professional athlete, this is what I'll leave you with. It is an investment you cannot afford not to make. If that's where you want to go, if you want to sow seeds with your education, if you want to sow seeds with your college, if you're specifically wanting to go to a certain coach because they do your event, you can't afford not to be a part of this community. And I say that lightly, like if you can only do the $100, that's great. And I don't mean any condemnation by that, but I mean, this is an investment, not just a one-time cost. This is an investment for your future. This is an investment for your family to come, for your kids' kids and all the things. This is an investment, and utilize these tools. Heidi has brought all of these things. I wish you would have been like, you know, I'm aging myself here, but I wish you would have been around in like 2006 or seven, no big deal. Because I went on and I tried to find all those scholarships myself. I tried to apply myself. I tried to find these calls. I had no idea where to even go. And so this would have been so helpful as a student just to be like, this is all in one place. Oh my gosh. So I mean, to me, I would be all in, and obviously I'm that kind of personality to where I go all in on everything I do. However, it's a great investment. So I just want to say thank you for offering this to the college rodeo community and for building that community.
Yeah, I think so. I got so wound up in talking about the coaches section. The VIP recruitment tier is $29.99 a month, or you can pay for the year at $330 for the year. And I'll be honest with you, I had some pretty smoking deals around the NFR, and more than likely, they will come back around. I mean, we offered some 30% off, some 40% off, and like I said, and you said, it is affordable, and I wanted it to be affordable because truly, in order for the community to work the way I envision it, we have parents coming in, parents of freshmen coming in, and paying for the profile. And then as the kids get older, they continue every year. And, you know, right around that end of sophomore year, junior year, we don't see the parents anymore, but we see the kids. And now the kids are starting to interact more. And if it works the way I have envisioned it, you're paying for 3 years of your subscription for your student to be in this community. And by the end of it, you know exactly where you want to go, potentially by the end of your junior year, because you've already done your research, you've watched all the videos, you've watched all the interviews, you've done the outside the arena, like you're ready to go. And you know, you wholeheartedly know exactly what's going to be expected of you as a student and what what is realistic for you to have as an expectation of your coach and of your program and of your school. So, I mean, in theory, this entire community platform is going to make College Rodeo that much better.
Yeah, I agree. And it's doing nothing but growing. You know, as a professional breakaway roper, I see all of these young ladies that are coming up in the College Rodeo. I think in the Southwest region, they have, I don't know, 200 breakaway ropers. I mean, it's going crazy. And that's just the breakaway rope. And all the events are expanding. Rodeo is so healthy right now, and the future is so bright. And with tools like this that you're offering, I can only see that going up from here. So, Heidi, I just want to say thank you for building this community, for sharing all this with us. How do people get in touch with you if they have more questions for you personally?
So, the original platform for me is always Facebook. I feel like that is showing my age too. So you can find me on Facebook, Bullfrog Creative. You can reach out to me through Facebook. You can get in the community. You can reach out to me through the community. And if you go to the Bullfrog Creative's website, all my contact information is on there. And I'll tell you guys, this is a one-man show. Like this is me. In the background, I've put everything together. So when you reach out, you'll get a response from me. I have tried to utilize all the smart things in technology, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. But in the end, it's just me on the other side. So it's really just about having that conversation. You know what? If you can't come in right now, but you would still like to take a look at it, I do offer some free trials to see if you think it's going to be a good fit. Reach out to me and we can make something work. And that goes for coaches and for students. You know, I know that there's a lot of rodeo coaches out there that have a very small budget, and what budget they do have, they'd like to use for scholarships and nothing else. And if you can't make something work, then let's have a conversation. You know, it's really just about being able to provide you guys with solutions and help you to recruit the right students and maybe find those students that you otherwise would have missed.
Well, and two, as I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, maybe there's some sponsorship opportunities as well for some businesses to collaborate with the bullfrogcreatives.com and give these coaches some budgeting options on recruiting tools. So any of you business ladies out there or businessmen that are interested in sewing back and giving back to the youth, check Heidi out as well, because I think there's a huge opportunity there, and we've got to plant these seeds in our youth, and they're going to be our future generation. So here we go. Heidi, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm very excited for you. Last question for you. Where do you see this going in 5-10 years?
Oh my goodness. That's so funny. 5 years is a really long time, but I actually have that in my coach to coach program. So I think long-term, I would really like to see kind of a mastermind group of coaches that get together during the CNFR. I'd like to bring some speakers in and really try to help coaches for their professional development. I think that's really important. I could, as far as what the community looks like, I'd really like to see more collaboration with the NHSRA, Little Britches National High School Finals, just really trying to make it accessible to more students. I think there's a big numbers drop between the high school level and the collegiate level. And a lot of that is a natural drop. You know, maybe they don't want to get better and they don't want to perform at that level. But I think a lot of it too is just a misconception on if they can compete at that level. And so I'd really like to partner more with more organizations to try to get the word out that, you know, there are a lot of great coaches that are looking for not just great athletes inside the arena, but coachable, have work ethic. You know, they want to help make good humans and pass them on into the world. And so I think just more partnerships and just keep spreading the word.
I agree. I can't wait to see where you guys evolve and go to. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like 5 years, a lot of things change, but we've got to have those big goals and we've got to set those up. Paige Lawrence Champion has helped me with that tremendously. So there's another maybe outside of the arena interview for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us today and being on In the Loop. We appreciate your time. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you.